Hey there, awesome humans. It's your girl, Avery Hart, here to inject a dose of stoic calm into your day. You know that feeling when you have a big goal, like finally conquering that mountain of laundry or writing that epic novel, but suddenly you're knee-deep in. Well, let's just say it's not what you had planned. Yeah, procrastination can be a real buzzkill, right? But guess what? We're going to tackle this beast head-on. Because trust me, there's nothing more satisfying than crushing that goal and saying, I did that. Today's all about understanding procrastination, why it happens, and how we can actually kick it to the curb and start achieving those dreams we keep putting off. So buckle up, because this is gonna be a game changer. First things first. Procrastination isn't just laziness. We're not talking about being a couch potato, we're talking about that sneaky feeling of overwhelm or fear that whispers do it later, even when you know later never comes. It's often hiding behind these masked anxieties, the fear of failure, perfectionism, or even just the sheer size of the task itself. Number 2. Recognizing your procrastination triggers is key. Ever notice how you get super productive when someone's watching, but then hit the snooze button on your own goals? You might be a high-stakes performer who thrives under pressure, or maybe you need to break down those big tasks into smaller chunks that feel more manageable. And listen up. Number 3. Stop waiting for motivation. It's like expecting a unicorn to gallop through your living room. It rarely happens on demand. Instead, build habits and routines that make action easier. Want to write? Set aside 15 minutes each day, even if it's just scribbling down ideas. Feeling stuck on that project? Take a walk, listen to music, or do something completely different to clear your head. Number 4. Celebrate those small wins. Every step forward, no matter how tiny, is a victory. Did you finally finish that email you've been avoiding? Awesome. Did you manage to work out for 10 minutes instead of scrolling through social media? High five. This positive reinforcement keeps the momentum going and reminds you that progress, even in small doses, adds up. Last but not least, remember that it's okay to ask for help. We're all human, and sometimes we need a little extra support to stay on track. Talk to a friend, mentor, or even consider joining a community of like-minded individuals who are working towards their own goals. You got this. Let me tell you about this time I had a huge project due a presentation that felt like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. I kept putting it off, telling myself just one more episode, while the laundry can wait. Sound familiar? But then I realized. Every minute spent procrastinating was a minute away from achieving my goal and feeling proud of myself. So, I took a deep breath, broke down the project into smaller chunks, and blasted some music to keep me motivated. Guess what? The presentation turned out awesome, and I learned a valuable lesson about getting things done. Remember, conquering procrastination is all about understanding yourself, setting realistic expectations, and celebrating every win along the way. It's a journey, not a sprint, so be kind to yourself, stay consistent, and remember that you are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. So, what's one small step you can take today to tackle that nagging task? Share it in the comments below and let's motivate each other. Keep those goals in sight, and don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of stoic calm. You got this, champions.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.